This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Feel the stomach crumble. You need a yen to make your mark. If you want to make money, you need the luck to make a buck. If you want to be getting rough, child, you gotta be cool on Wall Street. Gotta be cool on Wall Street when you're in next long.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble. Feel the stomach crumble.
You need a yen to make your mark if you want to make it. I am. You dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here, broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. If you'd like to call us, Dr. Shula's with us, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Dr. Shuley, are you blessed?
Good morning.
Can you imagine waking up and going to work with a bunch of grumpy people? I can't imagine how awful that would be.
Would not go.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember, Dr. Shula, I remember when the boss would say, okay, Vinny, you're in charge. You know, he would be off for the day. And he'd say, you're in charge tomorrow, and you can do whatever you want. But don't fire Bob. And I guess that had to do with the equivalent of, you know, if you don't think someone's doing his job, and you don't think someone's a team player, and not happy and grumpy, and, you know, you might want to fire them. So I guess maybe it's a good thing I didn't have pink slips in my pocket. I would dispense them wherever I went. I would dispense them in stores, you know, at grumpy people who are supposed to be working for the customers, who, you know, are annoyed at the customers. There are grumpy people everywhere. And it must be awful to have that outlook on life. I guess that's what I'm saying. And I'm glad that I don't have that outlook. And I'm glad that the people that I hang out with don't have a sour outlook.
You're right on, as usual.
Let me ask you, Dr. Shula. I was thinking about people that get banged up. And, you know, it's a great way to have your children get banged up, and that would be to play high school sports. Specifically, specifically football, right? And maybe wrestling, maybe soccer, to name a few. And so what do you think about brain injuries with high school sports and the long-term effects of being banged up, you know, while we're still growing, Dr. Shealy, even middle school?
Well, interestingly, my father, who was a great football fan, never missed a home team, would not let me play football because he didn't want me to hurt my brain or my spinal cord. And, of course, by the time I got through medical school and neurosurgical training, I didn't want my kids to play football for the same reason. No, I think it's a horrible sport. I think it should be banned. It's one of the worst things in the world for your brain.
Mm-hmm. So are we saying to those parents and grandparents who are paying attention in class today that, you know, it's fun to watch games, but those guys out there on the field can get really hurt and have long-term damage in their maybe in their memory, in their ability to concentrate, in their ability to even hold down a job later on as a result of, you know, playing these sports. Is that what we're saying, Dr. Shealy?
Yeah, that is exactly what we're saying. And Vince, I had two situations in my own clinic for, you know, teenagers who actually had a small crack, fortunately, just a break in the bone, in the cervical spine, and both of their parents were horrified and objected to my saying they should never be allowed on a football field again. I mean, it's crazy.
Wow. Wow. So they were annoyed with you for giving them advice to protect their child?
That in addition to those people who are sour, there are those who are stupid.
Dr. Shealy, then, so here's the question. Do you remember in your practice of so many years since the 1960s, do you remember a lot of people not taking your common sense advice and end up being hurt as a result of that? Is this something that you...
No question about it. I mean, Vince, I can tell you, let's look at the fact that I've worked with 40,000 patients in my life. Mm-hmm. I would say conservatively that 15,000, maybe as many as 18,000 or more smoked. And I would say a huge majority of them would not take my advice to quit smoking.
Wow. So I can just see the coach saying, all right, look, number 18 over there, I want you to run at him as fast as you can. Throw your body right as hard as you can. Hit him in the knees. Take him down as hard as you can, and that'll be good. and then the parents cheering this on. The parents watching from the bleachers, watching from the sidelines, cheering this on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Watching their. Well, yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that from the stands. Kill them. Our daughter was actually all of our children were involved in karate, and they attended the state championship and the regionals and the nationals. And when they were younger, there was no hitting to the head. Absolutely none. And, they wore helmets, spongy helmets. And I remember running right out into the ring from the bleachers, right out into the ring to stop a fight where this inner city thug punched our daughter right in the head. And the judges are like mad at me for stopping the fight. I mean, it was
hit them too.
it was an illegal move. It was an illegal move, and so my daughter was stunned. It was like the match just started, and she was a black belt, and so she was kicked in the head, I'm sorry, punched in the head. And our daughter could really kick high. And I said to her, you know, are you okay? And finally she was, and she was stunned. And I said, now, this is not like what you'd expect your dad to say. I want you to kick her right in the face. Right in the head. And so she did. And the point of that was, you think you can get away with this and say, you know, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean to, you know, to hit her in the head. So, and our daughter took second place in that because she kicked her in the head after our daughter was punched in the head. So that was okay with me. It's just a game. But the point was, some people can get hurt, and we decided that, you know, after learning how to fight, after having all of our children learn how to fight and defend themselves, we certainly didn't want them to get more banged up. And I know your medical partner, Dr. Sergey Sorin, is a mixed martial arts competitor, and he's been banged up, hasn't he?
Oh, yes. Much as I adore Sergey, I do question habits like that. Mm-hmm. I have to say, I don't think battling martial arts is a healthy sport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dr. Shilley, we've got Greg in California. Greg, welcome.
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I have a question, or some questions for both of you, actually, but Dr. Shilley first.
Okay.
I'm at the end of my rope dealing with the allopaths known as doctors.
And I'm sorry. That's a wonderful way to put it.
Well, at least you understand what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
And I've just been recommended to a holistic doctor. And they've had me on Relafen, Neurontin, and a whole series of painkillers. And I just can't take the toxic poison anymore they're trying to give me. And I was wondering if you had any suggestions for
us. Now, okay, tell me, where is the pain? What part of your body?
I got spinal stenosis and degenerative disc disease, which I think everybody has.
How old are you?
54.
Wow, you're awfully young for that kind of problem.
Well, it's ironic that you were talking about playing football and suffering lifelong injuries.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's probably got part to do with it, because, yeah, I played that stupid sport.
Okay.
Fortunately, I didn't have smart people like you around me, you two around me. And then I fell down in my garage, and I got irreparable rotator cuff tears in my right shoulder that they can't repair. And they're telling me they want to stick a prosthetic shoulder blade in me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm like, no way. And they just keep pushing all this.
Class? I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shuler's with us, and Greg in California had some questions, and Dr. Shuler's talking about pulse electromagnetic frequencies. Greg, please continue with your questions for Dr. Shuler.
Is the pulse electromagnetic frequency, is that like the little shocking device they put on your muscles?
Oh, heavens no. It's a very gentle device. In fact, I'm sitting here at my desk with one around my neck. I use it for 2 to 4 hours every day.
Okay.
Let's see.
Can you make it yourself?
I'm sorry?
Can you make one yourself?
Well, actually, a mutual friend of Vince and mine, Luke Cast, is a wonderful engineer. And a year and a half ago, he actually brought me one he had designed, and then he modified it according to what I wanted, which I call it the chakra suite, because basically we put into it the frequencies of the seven chakras. And I'm extremely excited about it because it is great for pain relief. It has all kinds of other benefits. And Vince, I haven't told you this yet because we just last weekend I had the sudden strong suspicion that it will be good for depression. Fortunately, I have never suffered from depression, but we are now testing it to see whether it increases your serotonin. And by next Monday, I expect to have our first results back on that, because if it increases serotonin, as I strongly intuitively believe, wow, it'll be good.
Well, there's so many there's so many people who are depressed.
I know, and this would be the simplest way in the world to treat it.
And one of the things that I think causes depression is the forecast for a happy life, you know, and the American dream.
Well, you talk about news in general.
Well, I'm talking about news in general, and I'm talking about a young person graduating high school realizing that it's very difficult to live the American dream. It's very difficult to fight the system. The bureaucracy is oppressive and overwhelming. Taxes are high, and it's hard to get ahead. Families are, the children are living with the parents, the grandparents are living with the parents, and they're all moving in together because they can't afford it. They're losing their cars, their houses. They can hardly afford food. They're on lots of medicines. And the outlook, if you look at, you know, hey, it's going to be a great life, for a lot of people, they've come to the conclusion that it's going to be very difficult for them. And they look at the political system and the lies and the two-tiered system where we have the haves that really have a lot, and then there's the rest of us who are, you know, struggling. I can understand why depression is out there. And then they're out there fighting at the job that they're barely holding on to because the company is just about going out of business. Sales are down, and they're looking around saying, I hope Friday I don't get laid off because, you know, last Friday we had a layoff, and the Friday before we had a layoff, and the Friday before we had a layoff, and I hope it's not my turn on Friday. And, you know, it's tough for them. It really is, Dr. Shilley and Greg.
I agree. Let's face it, the world is in total chaos. But, Greg, mm-hmm. if you can't find a doctor there, a holistic doctor who uses PIMP, drop me a note, email, and let's discuss it.
Okay. I'll do that.
And that would be norm@normshealy.com. norm@normshealy, SHEALY.com.
Okay. Okay, yeah, and I've quit taking all the medicine they give me because every 3 weeks I'd get the junky flu, and I'm just...
Well, don't stop it suddenly, Greg. You do need to be weaned slowly.
Well, I've already been off it for about a month and a half.
Oh, wow, good. Okay, then you are really an excellent candidate for PIMP.
I've got that thing called willpower.
Good on you. What's your birthday?
3462.
And numerologist, good old Pisces. Go
numerologist,
for it, Greg.
Matt says I'm intense. Yeah, I was the fellow that called you about 6 months ago and told you I want to stay home and die in peace. I'm a 35-year hospital engineer.
Right.
And, you know, because I know for a fact that the allopaths have, and their leadership have a problem with things like being honest and telling the truth.
Yes.
Greg, have you seen cover-ups in hospitals?
No, I've participated in them. I was in a hazardous waste scandal back in the 80s.
Greg, can you hold through and tell us?
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. You were involved in a hazardous waste scandal in the 1980s. Very interesting. Greg is going to tell us about it when we come back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3 3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Shula is with us, and Greg in California, you were going to share with us your thoughts about this cover-up of a hospital waste scandal?
Oh, well, yeah, it was back in the 80s, and I believe it started on the West Coast when there was a story about people dumping medical waste out in the ocean on barges or taking barges of medical waste out. And it mushroomed across the country, and we lost the person or the vendor that was taking hazardous waste. So some genius came up with a great idea that they're going to weld up this steel box on the back of a 66 short bed Chevy pickup truck with two compartments. one for hazardous waste and one for just regular old hospital waste, which isn't hazardous, right? But so we start hauling this thing.
Good.
We start hauling this creation across town over public roads to another hospital that this group owns, where they had an incinerator going in the middle of a neighborhood. And so we did that for about a year, I don't know, a while. And then my coworker got in trouble. He got kind of caught up in the whole drinking and driving thing. So he lost his job. They fired him. He went out and got a lawyer. And the lawyer found out about this waste thing going on with this pickup truck. Because we had no way to clean this thing. You still there?
I'm still here.
Okay.
And I'm thinking about this hospital waste because I remember stories making the news about barges dumping syringes into the ocean right off the Atlantic coast, you know, just outside of New York City. New Jersey, I think, was involved.
That was it. So their method to clean this thing was they gave us a bottle of disinfectant. Yeah, just open the top and throw a little bit in there and then wash out the truck. And they had a drain plug on it. Well, we were draining it over the water softening vats of the hospital where the incinerator was. So we couldn't do that anymore, they told us. So you know what they told us next? Just pull the plug and drain it on the way back. Or go up behind the church next door to our property and drain it there. If you can believe that.
So you're talking about a hospital draining leachate into the ground on top of the soil.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I remember these stories from the 1980s, and I at the time I had some rental units. I bought some single family houses and row homes and such, and I remember interviewing a prospective tenant, and I said, "So what do you do?" He said, "Well, I work for DuPont." I said, "Okay, what do you do there?" He goes, "I work the night shift." I said, "Okay, so what do you do on the night shift?" He said, "Well, I work the incinerator." I said, "Well, tell me about it." He said, "Well, you know, we burn stuff at night that we can't burn during the day because people will smell the smell and they'll know what we're doing, so we have to do it, you know, late at night."
Yep.
That's the kind of thing you're talking about.
Yep. Exactly the kind of thing I'm talking about.
There you go. Greg, thanks so much for your call.
Oh, hey, can I say something? Can I ask you something,
sure.
Vincent? I, too, have tooling out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, with a swastika on it. Like I understand you have tooling as such. And I wanted to ask you one more thing about Doc Graham said when you sign your name, you put a box around it. Could you tell me why you do that?
Well, it's known as the Four Corners Rule.
Uh-huh.
And allegedly, and I'm not 100% sure if this is absolutely true or not, but what you agree to is what's in the box. And if you look at a lot of forms, you'll see this pretty box. Let's say it's an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. That's a form, and it's called a standard form. Well, this is, you know, just sign this because this is a standard form. Well, you might see 3/8 of an inch around the perimeter on all sides, a line drawing a box around the text, the verbiage inside that lined in area. So what you're agreeing to is what's within that box, which is all the text, right, of that form.
Right.
So what I try to do is I try to find a spot where I can draw a box where I might sign my name. So I agree to everything within the box where I sign my name, which only includes my name.
You're a smart man.
So my autograph is the only thing within that box.
And is that inside their box or outside their box?
Well, a lot of times it's inside their box, but if I can find a spot outside their box, I'll draw a box outside their box and put my autograph there.
Okay.
And I remember my mom was abused in a hospital, and I'm not saying sexually abused. She was neglected at Merciless Hospital in Springfield, Missouri. And they said, here are the discharge papers, and would you please sign so your mom can be discharged. And I was working on it, and then, you know, another nurse came by, and then another manager came by, and I was like, well, I've taken him a long time to sign his name. And so I had... what I did was I read the entire document, and then what I did was I said, no funds will be dispersed until I meet with the CEO of Mercy.
And have you had that meeting yet?
No.
And you're never going to meet with that guy, in my opinion.
And then I put my autograph in there, and that's all within the box. All that verbiage from me is in the box, and so we have a stalemate. And no funds have been dispersed, and we haven't met.
Mm-hmm.
And I agreed to that.
I don't call it Mercy Less for nothing.
Oh, it's a horrible place.
Can
it's
I make a
absolute...
comment?
Sure.
It's leadership to the treachery and deception of words.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And if you look at the court system, you have a bunch of encoders and decoders. And the encoders are the lawmakers and the guys who write these rules. And then the decoders would be, you know, the guys that you would hire to interpret what the heck the rules really mean, because the words they use aren't necessarily the words that we use. Like, for example, one of our instructors, Lynette Murray, was arrested. And the judge said, do you understand me? And she said, no, I overstand you.
I like that. Well, can I tell you what I said last time I was in jury duty?
One last thing. So when we had meetups, you would meet the individuals that I'm talking about. These are just the coolest people on the planet. Of course, the meetups got blown up, so we don't have any more meetups anymore. But these were the most courageous. Some of the most courageous people you'd ever want to meet, get arrested, you know, for many times, and just fight the system from within, without, and they just don't take it. But go ahead, please, Greg.
Well, the last time I was in jury duty, it was, I think it was a meth case.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, the judge asked if anybody had anything they'd like to say or ask. And mm-hmm. I got up and I stood the guy, told the guy that, yeah, I don't believe in what you're doing in here, and I don't think it's right, and I think y'all out of control, and I think you're wasting my time and my money.
Mm-hmm.
And he just looked at me in silence.
Yeah. I've never been... fortunate enough to serve on jury duty. Now, I've been called, and I've been interviewed, and I've been in the jury box, but I always get thrown out. Either attorney can dismiss a juror just for whatever reason they decide to dismiss one, and I always get dismissed. You know, they ask me some questions, I tell them the truth, and the next thing I know, Vincent Finelli, you're dismissed. You can stay in the court and view the proceedings, or you can leave. You're free to leave.
I know.
They never let me on the jury.
They don't want your kind on there.
Well, I think they're afraid that I might convince the other jurors what's really happening, and they want me out of there. So
they
I've
made
never
me
been.
Stay. I'm sorry.
I would love to have stayed. I mean, it was not for the $15. it was because I wanted to see how the system is broken.
Yeah,
anything else, Greg?
No, I think I've taken up enough of your time. It was good talking to you again.
Thanks. Have a great day.
I really appreciate what you guys do. Keep it up. Bye.
Thank you. Well, Dr. Shealy, I guess the next question is hormone replacement therapy. And I was reading a story or an article that says that people who take these hormone replacement therapies are 2.7 times more likely to develop breast cancer over 5 years as compared to those who do not take hormone replacement therapy. Any thoughts, Dr. Shealy, from what you've experienced, seen, heard, read, learned?
Hello?
Yes. Yeah, I'm here. Did you hear what I said?
No, it suddenly got very faint.
Okay. All right. Hormone replacement therapy.
There's a place for it, Ben. Yeah. Mainly, okay. Of course, my belief is that the most important thing is to stimulate the body to make its own.
Yes.
And one replacement that helps immensely is natural progesterone.
Okay, and have you found any risks? Because what I was reading is some of the medications, I guess these might be synthetic meds, I'm actually not sure, there's a 2.7 times likelihood that a person might develop breast cancer as a result of hormone replacement therapy. Have you heard that?
Right. Yeah, no question.
Okay, so is there a difference between what you're talking about, progesterone, and some of these other meds? Are they different?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The pharmacomafia has been pushing for years artificial things. I mean, they started with horse estrogen, Premarin, one of the first replacement hormones, was made for horses. And I said forever that unless you weigh 800 pounds or more, you shouldn't have Premarin. And then, of course, they made artificial progesterone called Progest-10. They're absolutely horrible. They have many, many, many negative effects. Approved natural, that is, it looks just like human natural progesterone cream. Seems to be reasonably safe for men and women.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day of God, you're
take my when you go to the DC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Shealy's with us, Dr. Norman Shealy, and if you'd like to go to his website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. And you can get lots of free medical advice just by perusing the website, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, I'm looking at a story, and this isn't specifically a medical question, but it's something I think we all need to know about, and that's why I'd like to bring it up now. There's, you know, we don't normally talk about race on this broadcast, but I think we're going to start doing that. So here it goes. And I'm reading this from the Daily Mail, .co.uk. There's a story that says, black man, 48, is shot in his home by a veteran Indianapolis cop after he called the police for help with a robbery. So according to this post, Carl Williams was shot after he called the police to catch a robber. And he called the police after his wife was robbed by a man with a long gun. So there was a man allegedly with a long gun, and Carl Williams called the cops because his wife was attempted to be robbed by this man. And so when Carl Williams exited his garage, the cops shot the victim. The cops shot the man who called 911. They shot him in the stomach, and here's the whole point of that. First of all, never call 911 because someone's going to get shot or someone's going to jail. That's my thoughts. The guy who was the alleged robber is still on the run. So the victim's husband, who called 911, was shot. Now, here's what, if you mistakenly call 911 for help, and you are the victim, here's what you absolutely positively need to do. You need to say, I am the victim. I'm wearing a red shirt. Do not shoot me. I am the victim. Because what happens when the cops come, they come with guns drawn, and they like to shoot people. That's one story. Here's another story. A trooper shot dead, this is at dailymail.co.uk as well, a trooper shot dead an unarmed deaf father. What happened? Well, the trooper was pulling over this deaf man, He's 29 years old. The deaf man was 29 years old for an alleged speeding violation on Interstate 485. And it says that the alleged speeder led the officer on a brief chase. Now, what does that mean? So a guy is deaf, and the lights and sirens come on. If he's deaf, he might not have heard the, depending on how deaf he was, he might not have heard the sirens, might not have seen the lights, might have done what I do and driven to a safe place. So in the police report, I guess they call that a brief chase. Now, it could, you know, the image we might have is this guy's weaving through traffic and speeding and cutting people off and jumping the sidewalk or whatever a police chase conjures up in your mind. I have a feeling that's not the case. I have a feeling that what happened was he ultimately learned that that he was being pulled over. He pulls over and gets out of his car. So the man who was operating the vehicle, this 29-year-old man, gets out of his vehicle. Does not speak. He's speech impaired. He's hearing impaired. He's deaf. And he walks toward the cop, and the cop shoots him. Unarmed. This man's unarmed. This has got to stop. And I don't think it's going to stop until we start suing the individuals who are killing us. Bring them to court. Bring them to justice. And make them pay for their crimes. Of murder. Dr. Shealy, would you say that when a police officer has 5 seconds to decide whether he's going to discharge his weapon on an unarmed person, is that murder or is that an accident? What do you think?
Hey, well, it's at least homicide.
Homicide. There you go. Homicide.
You know, I think there is a legal difference between the two terms, but I'm not quite sure what it means.
Okay. We come back and we talk about sleep and resetting the brain. And there's a teacher who wants to eliminate homework in Godley, Texas, G-O-D-L-E-Y, Texas, so that the students can spend more time with their family. What are your thoughts on no homework? Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.